According to my numbers, 25 carries for 430 yards, 8 touchdowns rushing. You also had the 1 touchdown receiving for 35 yards. You had the 2 interceptions. Tell me a little bit about this. Obviously, you were prepared for this defense for Eustace Farnham. It just seems like you were on a roll from the start of the clock there. Is this a defense that you're used to facing? Are you used to facing this type of a defense, or why did the night seem just so easy for you?
No, I don't know. It's just, God's blessed me with the ability to run, and I use it to the best of my abilities, and I work hard in practice, and I've worked hard since the beginning of high school to try to be a running back out here on Friday night. And I scout defenses, and I look at the way that they line up and certain guys that they have to see where gaps might be. But ultimately, when I'm out there, it's more about just vision and where I see, and then I go. And I think that's something that's the biggest thing probably that I've tried to improve in my game over the years, is hitting the hole and hitting it hard and also seeing it. And so I think that has definitely played a big role into it and just the way I see the field. And so it doesn't come super easily. That's why I was in that funk there. It was tiring. I was exhausted. But
now, Will, you had a little bit of a funk there for a little bit, which was nothing against the Wildcats or your running. It was that defense keying in on you. So kind of take us through the little bit of frustration you had with that and how important it is for you to just keep plowing ahead, because you did pick up some success after a little while.
Yeah. We had our team, first of all, had some penalties in there that kept moving us back, and so we kept running, and it didn't really actually move forward. And so that was definitely a big key in it. But, yeah, the defense keying on me and hitting me pretty hard, it gets exhausting. And I think that's one thing that's what they should have done, is key to get my legs tired out. And it worked there for a little while, and so I was able to go out for a few plays and just get my breath back. And then our guys really took it upon themselves. I think our line, I'm still, thankful for my line. They just, after that, they picked it up even higher than they had already done, so that I could get out and run. And so I think that was one of the biggest keys.
They've kept you clean all year, and they probably will throughout the rest of the year. Now, looking at your defensive side of the game, 2 interceptions. One, you just made an athletic play, and another one, you were in the right place at the right time and had great concentration. Take us through those 2 interceptions you had on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah, so the first one with the good concentration, I saw the ball there, and I saw it tip off the guy's hand, and it just hit me in the hand. So it wasn't super concentrated, it just hit me in the hand, and so I was right there, and I grabbed it, you know. And the second one, that one, yeah, I was covering the guy, and I saw that the quarterback was, the quarterback was probably going to throw it a little bit short, and so I just knew where to be and then pick it. But they were crucial to the game, but it wasn't anything special that I did.
Great game you had, Will. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I just love playing.
Well, once again, good job. 465 yards on the night, 35 receiving and 430 yards rushing, which I would got to think is got to be close to a school record. We don't have that information with us, but that's got to be close to a school record. So good job. Congratulations on the win. A phenomenal night, and it was a pleasure to watch out there. You're quite the athlete. So congratulations on the night, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you much.
Will Huffman, Owl Fiber Player of the Game here on the Husker Radio Game of the Week.